Entire Amud Aleph details the locations that require bedika and searching of the chametz, and those places that do not require one to search for the chametz. Near the end of the Amud, we learn a tosefta that teaches a halacha that chachamim did not require one to stick their hand into holes and crevices to search for chametz because of the danger of a possible scorpion that lurks inside of that crevice. The Gemara goes on to ask the following question. Amar Rabbi Lazar, shluchei mitzvah nizakin. We have a principle that Rabbi Lazar teaches us that a person who's on their way, who's in the middle of performing a mitzvah, does not come into harm's way. So this person is involved in searching for the chametz, he's involved in that great mitzvah. He should have protection from harm. Comes Rav Ashi and says, in the end of the whole story, that the concern is once he's finished performing the mitzvah, he will look for a non-mitzvah related item, a non-mitzvah related activity, such as looking for his needle. And this protection, quote-unquote, the Shmira, will already have disappeared, exposing him to the dangers. Gemara places another limitation on this principle a few lines later, that Hecha d'shchiach hezeka shiny. We cannot rely on the mitzvah performance to provide a Shmira because of the concept of when there is a danger that is known, that is obvious, that is there, that is apparent. You can't just rely on a miracle. Ein somchin al nes. The proof text for this concept comes from the book of Shmuel. Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tazayin. Hashem had commanded Shmuel the prophet, to anoint David, who was going to become the new king, and he was going to become the king in place of Shaul, Saul, after Shaul failed in the war to follow Hashem's command in the war with Amalek. So Shmuel was very nervous about this request from Hashem, that he was going to go. Shaul obviously was going to hear about this or find out about it at some point, and Shmuel was very, very worried. So what did Hashem say to him? What did Shmuel say? Eichelech v'shama Shaul v'aragini. He said, how am I going to go? Shaul's going to hear, and he's going to kill me. V'yomer Hashem said to him, Eglat bakar tikach b'yadach. You should take a cow, a calf in your hand, and that will be for you to give to Shaul if such a danger comes your way. So Shmuel was a messenger of Hashem. You can't get better than that. Yet Hashem told Shmuel to take a gift along. Don't take any chances and just say, I'll hope for the best. 2 points of Halacha Lemaisa here. Number one, connected to Hilchos Pesach, the Magen Avraham, Simen Taf Pe Aleph Sivkatan Beis, brings from the Maharil, one of the Rishonim, that on Leil Seder, which is also known as the night of watching, the Leil Shimurim, one should not lock their door with a strong lock. This is a reflection of our faith, of our Amun and Hashem on Seder night. However, says the Magen Avraham, if there is a neighborhood with thieves, we don't keep this custom, and one should properly lock one's door. Lo somchin alanes, ain't somchin alanes. We don't rely on a miracle. Agav, the Maaser Rokeach gives another reason why we don't lock our doors, since Eliyahu HaNavi is supposed to come on this night to announce the Geula, to announce the redemption. We have trust and faith that this will happen. We want to be able to run out and greet him without any doors in our way. Second point in Halacha Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham also brings Halacha in a different simon, Taf Lamed Gimel, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, that in a Makom, one must do a bedika because lo bari hezeka, a makom nechashim, a place with snakes. A person has to do a search because there's no clear danger in that spot. So many achronim had trouble understanding this psak. What about the danger? What about ein somchin al hanes? Go into a place of snakes to look for chametz. What is Magen Avraham talking about? So Rabbi Felder brings page 343 in Yesod Yishur and Chelek Vav from the Shaul Tshuvas Chavalim Bnei'imim, it's in Chelek Bei Siman Tes Vav, that the Magen Avraham was referring to a specific snake that poses no threat. Person knows it's not a big deal. It's something that is common and people know there's no threat. There's not even a doubt, a case of doubtful danger, suffix akana. Otherwise, it would not be required, of course, to search in that spot.